Ephesians 4:23. See what the word of the Lord has for us today. I'd like to talk about anger today. I don't really have a fancy title, so we'll just go with anger. Sometimes people get angry and stay angry their entire lifetime. They stay mad about something their entire lifetime. And it will just eat you alive like a cancer. There's different types of anger. And people's personality expresses anger differently. And some people just really have a short fuse. Some people have a long fuse, but when you get to the end of that fuse, you don't want to be nowhere around them.
Amen.
I have a long fuse. But when you get to the end of that fuse, it would be in your best interest not to be there. I'm just confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. I have a very long fuse. But when you get to the end of that fuse, I can assure you, you want to evacuate the premises. And I won't be out of control. It may appear out of control to you, but I will know exactly what I'm doing. And the problem is, I won't care. And then the next problem is, I'm a pretty big guy, so I make a real big mess. So it don't need to happen very often. And thank God it don't happen very often. Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The only way you can conquer anger is this. You're going to have to reprogram how you think. And put you on the new man, verse 24, which after God is created in the righteousness and true holiness, you're created in God's image. And wherefore, putting away lying, speak with every man truth with his neighbor, be honest. We are members one of another. Verse 26. Powerful verse of Scripture. Be ye angry, but sin not. There is a type of holy anger, but you don't need to get sin involved in it. That's kind of complicated. How many knows that's how's that working for you? Okay? How's that working for you? All right? Be ye angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. So if you do get loose, try to get yourself back to the barn before the sun goes down. Yes. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
All right. Verse 27, and neither give place to the devil. Because if you go a lengthy period of time with anger, it will eat you up. It'll open a door that will be more difficult the longer you go to get it closed. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? So if you do get mad at someone, you need to try to get that door closed on that anger, because if you don't, the door's going to get swung so wide, it's going to be very difficult to get it closed, and it's going to eat you alive. Right. And the person you got mad at, they're going to manage to go on with their life somehow, but it's going to eat you alive. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So let's dig deep today, because we got stuff to do, and we can't do it dragging a heavy load of baggage that we need to let it go. You understand what I'm saying? We got the purpose of God to fulfill, and we can't do it mad at our neighbor. Right? Love thy neighbor as thyself. You want to fulfill the law of God, you love your neighbor as yourself. Bam, you've done it. All right, on down in verse 31. Paul says, let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, let it be gone. Because all these things are connected with anger, all right? You get bitter, you have wrath, anger. I mean, they're all connected. And you got to disconnect. And how many knows that's not always the easiest thing to do, disconnect. And the word clamor, I think is how you pronounce it in the King James, it means to cry out. You just get... the madder you get, the louder you get. Anybody, you know who I'm talking about? It's hard to be mad and discuss Because some of y'all might well say amen. You're about to bust. Won't you just say amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all been to Sunday school every day of your life. Some of you have, but you're still mad. All right? You're mad because you had to go to Sunday school. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's hard to talk to someone in a calm voice when you're mad at them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. You ever been mad at anybody? I have. So me and Ronnie are going to be the only honest ones in here? Amen? Yeah. I promise you we've been mad at somebody at some point. I want you to turn with me in your Bible, if you would, please. Go to Proverbs 29:9. Go to Proverbs 29:9. Let's see what the Bible has to say. Proverbs 29:9. There are different types of anger. I mean, some people just wake up mad. I mean, they just wake up mad. And those kind of people, if they work around a bunch of people, especially if they're men, like if they go work like at a sawmill or a big place where they all gather together, those mad, angry kind of people, they're going to have stuff done to them every day of their life at work. Their lunch is going to be stolen and hid. I mean, somebody's going to eat their lunch and put dirt back. I mean, do y'all men know what I'm talking about? I mean, he's just going to be mad all day and hungry. A mad man is hungry. It's bad. That's a bad combination right there, all right? Especially if he walks in the break room and you eating his sandwich and he recognizes the way it smells, all right? Y'all with me? Proverbs 29:9, let's see what it says. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, okay, we got a wise man and a foolish man. Whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. In other words, there's some people it will absolutely do you zero to waste your energy to talk to them. It doesn't make any difference if they're shooting at you or laughing at you. It doesn't make any difference. They're not going to change, so guess what? You need to change.
Amen.
Having a conversation with them is a waste of time.
Amen.
Say, Brother Scott, that's mean. I didn't write the Bible. Okay? What does this say? It's a no-win situation. And when you see them folks coming, you're already mad from the last conversation you tried to have with them. And so you might as well just go on about your business and pay them no mind, because they're going to try to make you mad. They enjoy stuff like that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so they don't want to reduce you to their level. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And I mean, some people just get out of hand. Go with 29:22. I'm in Proverbs 29 still, 22. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. In other words, they enjoy making folks mad. They like being mad, and they want you to be mad. They ain't happy till they make you mad. Can I get a witness? All right, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to deal with that in yourself and realize, I can't fix the situation, and I also can't handle this situation, so I'm going to just go on about my business. Do my own thing. Now drop on down, if you would, please, to 19:11. We'll actually go to chapter 22, verse 24. Can't skip this verse. Make no friendship with an angry man. Can y'all read? Is it on all the screens? Make no friendship with an angry man. Make no friendship with an angry man. If you hang out with a person that's angry, like if you go out on Saturday night with this person that's angry, a mad person, you're either going to have to fight, you either have to whoop them or whoever they've made mad or go to jail or all three. You understand what I'm saying? That can just wear you down. Anybody had friends like that? Okay. I had friends like that, but see, I let them go in their vehicle and I went in my vehicle, Pop. When the police took them to jail, I just drove on by. How y'all doing? Okay. Don't get in the car with them, because if you do, you have to go to jail with them. And you're going to be up in the jail room with them, and it's bad to fight up in the jail room. They don't like that up there, okay? All right? And so, because you're going to be so, yourself's going to be so mad by the time you go through all that cavity search and all that, and they throw you in this jail cell with him, you're going to whoop him, and they're going to have you up there in worse shape than you was in to start with. Can I get an amen? Okay. That woke some of you up. So, don't be having no friends like that. Pray for them and move on down the line. You'd be better off. Let God take care of them. All right, go with me now. Now, here's the test. We're going to go to 19:11. Proverbs 19:11, and we'll just hold there. Maybe read one more verse of Scripture. Proverbs 19:11. Are y'all there with me? You need to catch this verse. This is it. This is a tough one. We're going deep, probably deeper than we can handle today, but we've got to start somewhere. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. In other words, if you can get a hold of yourself, it's better. The discretion of a man deferreth. You put it off. Y'all with me? Okay? Put it off. Just try to put it off. Because see, some people that are easygoing and have discretion, they can make it for a while until you push that magic button. You say something about their wife or their children. Hey, some things they can tolerate a whole lot of stuff, but there's just a couple of areas you better not go in because you're finna have trouble. You're gonna have trouble. A fella called my cousin one day and said, I'm gonna come whoop you. He said, well, bring you lunch. You may do it, but it's gonna take you a while. Joe did. And it would have took you a while. You may have whooped him, but it took you a while. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. And it is, are you all with me? It is his glory, a man of discretion, to pass over a transgression. Two words. Jesus is our Passover lamb, one word. Passover, one word. Okay? And, it's our glory if we pass over a transgression. In other words, you can't fix it. You can't stop it. So you're just going to have to just go on by. Just go on by. Just try to drive on by. Can I get a witness? Why? Because you know, and you know better. But you stop anyway. Pass on over it. And say, Lord, help them. Because God knows they can't help themselves. Some people get mad when they hurt themselves, like if they drive a nail and hit their finger. They cuss everybody, Elvis, Jesus. I mean, they cuss everybody. America, all the Iranians. I mean, I was in a store with a guy in the worst possible part of the United States you can be in here a few weeks ago. And he come to this one store to buy his cigars. And he was getting a pack of some kind of cigars. And he said he wasn't going no more to the Iranian stores. I can't say everything he said. He said, them Iranians is putting I don't know what in them cigars over at that store, but I can't. They're about to kill me. I got to have some good cigars. Now, I don't know what's going on with him and the Iranians. And he said, that ain't all, but they put them in our neighborhoods. They're trying to kill us. That's what they do with these cigars. I mean, he had this thing. I don't know if he knew that everybody don't smoke cigars. I don't smoke cigars. So if the Iranians are going to kill me, I'm going to do something else because that ain't going to work on me. But he was mad. I mean, he cussed them poor Iranians, and I don't really think that's who's in his neighborhood. I think it's another nationality actually in his neighborhood. But anyway, that's a whole different story. Don't mess with some folks' cigars. You understand what I'm saying? They just got certain things about them. Some people, they hit their finger. I mean, they just go crazy, take the hammer. They beat holes in the roof of the house, wherever they, whatever they're around. They going to cost them, anger cost them a lot of money. And you just, do y'all know anybody like that? Oh, yeah. We had a guy work for us one time. He was an electrician. Every time he got shot, pop, he took his hard hat off and beat everything. It might have finally told him, said, you're going to have to go beat something else. This thing here cost $1 million. This box right here, it cost this lecture. You're going to have to go beat something else. So then he just beat his hard hat. He just laid it on the floor and just kicked it all over the place. I'm like, I don't know what, but hard hats don't cost much, about $10, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how beating something else with a hammer is going to help the fact that you just broke your thumb off. I would suggest going to the emergency room. That'd be a whole lot better. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Some of y'all hanging y'all's head. Just come on, the preacher's up here. Look up this way and smile. Okay, there you go. Smile for the camera. I wish I'd have thought of this when my cousin, when Rudy's brother Red was here with us, Red Boatner, this story, but I forgot about it. My Uncle Hewlin, he was about this tall, and my daddy's oldest brother, he was the short man, and so I'm with the tall man. And you understand what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll explain it to y'all one day. I ain't got time today. But he had a long fuse. He'd been in World War II and a whole lot of stuff in his life. He had a long fuse. And so, but the phone kept ringing, Rudy, one day. I mean, it just kept ringing. He answered it, and they asked, where's Red Boatner? Is Red Boatner up at the store? He said, no, Red's not up. He'll hang up the phone. About that fifth time, he asked, said hello and a few other words. And they said, is Red Boatner up? He said, no, I just got news. They said, what news? I'm sitting there listening to this whole conversation. He said, he got run over last night and killed. They're going to bury him tomorrow evening at 2 o'clock at Mars Hill. And of course, they didn't call back. And y'all saw Red here. We got a picture of him on Facebook. Matter of fact, he wasn't run over and he wasn't killed. All right. If you did run over, you probably wouldn't even kill him. But that being beside the point, okay, they didn't call back. I said, he's not dead. He said, I know that. But he said, they don't know that and they won't call me no more. So you can stop some things. You understand what I'm saying? You may have to get a little upset to do it. Can I get an amen? Pass over a transgression. If that transgression, some of you looking at me like, what does that mean? You know what that means. That means they did you wrong. They did you wrong. They hurt your feelings. They talk about your mama. They made you cry. And some folks get mad and start crying. It's time to go then. You know, some folks and them crying mad people, you better go. You better get somewhere because they're finna break parts of your body. Okay? Are y'all with me? Yeah, they're going to break bones you didn't know you had. Transgression is when people hurt you. Sometimes you just have to pass over. Okay? Just have to pass over. Just pass over. How many knows that's not easy to do? There's not very many smart folks in this building. I've been preaching to y'all 17 years today. Okay, let me ask that question again. How many knows that's not easy to do? There you go. Everyone, you should know. Sometimes you just have to walk on by. Why? Because it ain't going to do no good to hit them with a hammer. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to do no good because they're going to get a bigger hammer. Anger. Rage. You see, when rage gets in some people, you just get away from them, leave them alone. And a friend of mine's wife got mad about something. And I was going to try to talk to her. Cody, I was just going to talk to her and be nice and try to help her. And her husband answered the phone. He said, Brother Scotty, you wasting your time. I said, well, you know, maybe she'll talk to me. He said, no, just forget it. About 3 days later, call back. And so I said, okay. And some people you do, you just have to let them go. But the main thing is in here, you don't get mad at somebody and stay mad at them forever. Don't do it. I know people that's mad at folks that did something to them when they was in school, okay? I am a little traumatized about Precious eating all my colors in the first grade. But since I didn't color and didn't like the color, it ain't that bad. You understand what I'm saying? But these folks that's mad at somebody that did something to them and they don't even remember it. Especially if it's intoxicated. You know, how many knows that a drunk will make you so mad? Especially if you're sober, they'll make you so mad you about want to kill yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody here ever had a conversation with a drunk person and you were sober? Come on. Y'all might as well say amen. They will make you so mad because you're sober. And they drunk and they can't just as they don't somehow know that it's all mixed up in here for them. You follow what I'm saying? And you can't tell them nothing. You don't want to put them in jail, but you don't want them out on the road. And there's nothing you can do with them. You don't want them in the house with you, dear God, all night. You know what I'm saying? But you hate to put them in jail. But y'all, are y'all with me now? How these things out here can make you mad? Everybody just take a deep breath. And we're going to go home today, and we're not going to get mad at nobody.
Amen.
Okay? My God, Jesus, help us, Lord. We might need to preach and pray a little. Quit pointing at your mama. Hey, you finna get in some trouble. You won't even be but 2 foot tall when you get here this afternoon. I saw a boy, I won't call his name because he's some of my cousins, and he's not on the Bree Love side of Mickey. Anyway, he got mad somehow or another and started throwing all the furniture out in the yard of the house. House, couch, drug. He couldn't tote the furniture. You can't tote and throw couches by yourself. Well, he drug it out in the yard and just sat on out in the yard. I'm standing here watching. He's sitting on the furniture out in the yard. True story. So what'd you do? I just sat down with him. Had to have somewhere to sit. I mean, and his mama walking along behind him, don't do that, son. I was thinking, Big D, he got the wrong mama. The couch would have never made it out of no more 6 inches. Trust me. And you've been laying down on the couch holding your head trying to stop the bleeding. Let it go. Whatever's got you mad that they made you mad 30 years ago, you might as well just let it go. They probably don't even care. Probably if they had cared, they'd apologize. You understand what I'm saying? So don't let anger, because a lot, we don't have time to deal with it today, but a lot of anger that we have today comes from hurt. Somebody hurt us. And they didn't even notice or pay any attention. And they showed it and apologized. They didn't even know how bad you was hurt. And so the longer that hurt grows, it turns into bitterness, turns into wrath, it turns into anger. Can I get an amen? And so you're just going to have to be like Jesus and just pass on over it. Just go on with your family, your life, do your thing. Do your thing. And turn them over to Jesus. Because that anger will eat you alive. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us with your Spirit, Lord.